O Lord of hosts, blessed. When I start reading, just keep on. I think I'm like 2 months ahead or something like that. It's that psalm I just read to you was from my reading. I thought about it, and Carol and I were both laid up last week, not feeling well. As a matter of fact, I think I could have probably died and felt better. And I know that sounds terrible, but when you're feeling that sick, you just don't really want to do anything. You don't want to be anywhere. But I missed being here. I miss you. And I know that you all prayed for me. I could feel it. And I thank you for that. I pray that you will continue to pray for us and help us. Carol still got a little bit of a cough. I got a little bit of a cough. And the Lord has been just too good for us to turn him away. So I want to publicly thank the Lord for being with us and keeping us and watching over us. Pray for the pastor this morning. He's headed up to North South Carolina to do a pastor appreciation today. And if you've never been there, it's a pretty little place. I actually used to recruit for the Navy up there, so I've been there several times. Carol's from Orangeburg, just south of there. And it's a nice place, and it's a nice road. You've got to get off the secondary highways. But pray for him, because it's a beautiful place, and he's going up to do God's work and honor another one of our pastors this morning. We still have lots of people that are sick. Pray that you will lift them up and keep them. James, I'm glad to see you here again. Thank you very much. James has been under the weather, what, 6 months? So every time I see James, I get excited because I know the Lord's working in his life. You may not feel it. I feel it because the Lord's working with James and lifting him up every day. So continue to abide with him and keep him. We thank you, Lord, for that. Nothing else? Pray for our visiting pastor, Brother Fox, because I know the Lord's given him a word. And he and my father were acquaintances, and we were talking about it this morning. And I love my father, and I love him. So would you continue to be with him and help the Lord lift him up this morning? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise your holy name for this opportunity to come before you in prayer. Lord, we thank you and lift you up. We pray that you will continue to abide with us and help us, Lord, to do as you would have us to do. For those that are sick this morning, I pray that you will stand by their bedside and be with them and touch them and lift them up. Pray that you will have the angel anoint them, Lord, that they will be able to get back on their feet and be here. Pray that those that are traveling, you will be with them and provide them traveling mercies and keep your angels round about them, Lord. Pray that you will lift them up and keep them. Be with us as we finish the music this morning, Lord, that we can make a joyful noise unto you. Be with our visiting pastor, Lord, that you will be with him. Touch Brother Fox this morning, Lord. Give him that within his soul that he needs, Lord, to give us the word you would have us to hear. We ask all these things in Jesus' holy, precious name. And everybody said, amen.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice.
This time there's going to be a quick video. introducing Brother Fox. We'll have two more music selections after that. And I did not want to forget, today is also Mission Sunday, so there'll be somebody in the back to collect up your mission offering.
Santee Circle Church of God is honored to host Bishop Bruce C. Fox, along with his wife, Sister Idell Fox, with us today for this special service. Pastor Fox has served as a pastor, evangelist, revivalist, spiritual mentor, and a friend to so many. He has served on various state-elected boards and committees for the Churches of God in South Carolina. He has pastored churches in North Carolina, as well as many well-known churches in South Carolina, like the Oakley Road Church of God in Monks Corner, South Carolina, the Elmwood Avenue Church of God in Columbia, South Carolina, and most recently, before his retirement, the South Aiken Church of God, which is now called Mercy Church. Pastor Fox and Sister Fox have celebrated 50 years of marriage and are the proud parents of two children, Eric and Amy. They are also the proud grandparents of two precious grandchildren. We are honored today to have them join us in service, and following the last two praise and worship songs, the next voice you will hear will be the man of the hour, Bishop Bruce C. Fox. Santee Circle Church of God, will you welcome Brother and Sister Fox with a warm reception via a hand clap of appreciation at this time. God bless.
Together, lovely.
somebody and say, you sure do look good sitting by me. You sure do good looking. Here's my hand. Now turn back to them and say, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. God bless you. Is this what I'll... Give me just a tad more volume if you don't mind, sister. You could adjust it easier. Thank you. Amen. It's such an honor to be with you folks this morning. Amen. Me and Sister Fox. She's not my daughter. She's my wife. And if we live to August the 4th, we will celebrate 53 years of marriage together. We celebrate it this Valentine's Day. We celebrated 55 years as sweethearts. Amen. And well, praise God. Amen. I told her she got the best. She's going to have to take the rest. Amen. Good to see you, Brother Art. God bless your heart. Brother Jimmy, good to see you too. Amen. Oh, I feel like I'm at a family reunion this morning. Amen. Such an honor to be here today with y'all. And thanks, Pastor, for that generous introduction. Amen. I don't know if I can meet up to all of that, but amen. To do all those things he said I'd done, you have to be old, and I guess I am. But we're glad to be here today with you folks. Amen. I want to blow my harmonica for you. Can I do that before I preach? Amen. I love this old song. The words to it are powerful, and it simply says, sweet hour of prayer. Have you ever had those times where you just went into the presence of God? Maybe you're all by yourself in that closet where you pray or wherever you pray at, and all of a sudden the sweet presence of God just sweeps over you. And you know that you're communicating directly with heaven, amen, because of a sweet hour of prayer. Amen. Feel the presence of the Lord, don't you? Amen. Would you stand with me this morning as we read the Word of God? If you have your Bibles and you want to turn with me over to the first book of the Bible, Genesis, and we're going to be reading out of chapter 5. If you want to follow along in your Bible, I'm going to be making many references to this chapter, so just keep your Bible open. I believe my sister's going to be able to put up the scripture for us. And we're going to begin by reading, beginning with verse 21 down through 24 as a text this morning, and then we're going to take a strong look at this beautiful story of Enoch. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, amen. A powerful man of God that God used mightily as a prophet. Let's look at verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years, and he begat Methuselah. Say that word with me, Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Look at verse 24 very carefully with me. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not. Phew. For God took him. Ooh, hallelujah. That could happen to us even while we're in this worship service. Come on. Amen. Are you looking for him to come? Just like that. In a moment, in a twinkle of God's eye, he was gone. Amen. Father, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for every promise in your book. And Father, today as we look at this great man of God, let us take a self-examination today and look inside. And Lord, be determined that we're going to be like Enoch, that we're going to walk with you, Lord, until one day you're going to take us just like you did him, Lord. And Father, I thank you for this privilege to stand here today in front of this beautiful congregation. And Lord, to see what you're doing in this place and growing the Santee Circle Church of God. Thank you, Lord, for the foundation that's been planted here many years ago. And now, Lord, we just bless your name as we look at your word. In Jesus' name. And the body said, amen. God bless you as you're seated. Turn back to the other person and say, you look good too. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You are a beautiful congregation this morning. I want to speak to you for the next few minutes on walking with God. Walking with God. Let's give this orchestra and our worship leaders a good hand this morning. Amen. For the wonderful job that they have done this morning with the music. Amen. Praise the Lord. There is a saying, the oldest man that ever lived, but yet he died before his daddy did. Who's it talking about? Who's it talking about? Methuselah. Amen. Methuselah. You know, Enoch was the first astronaut. He didn't have to have a rocket. He didn't have to have any kind of a Elon Musk ship to go. Amen. But Enoch was a forerunner to tell us about the rapture. Amen. I love the study of the Old Testament because in the Old Testament there are so many types and shadows. Amen. There's so many things there that applies to us today. As we look at chapter 5 of Genesis, we see an obituary column. Let's just kind of glance through there just a little bit. Verse 5 says, and all the days of Adam lived were 930 years, and he, what? He died. Look at verse 8 with me now. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Verse 11. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. Sounds like an obituary column to me. Verse 14. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. Just like the rest of them. Verse 17, and all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. Verse 20, all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died after living all those years. But then we go to verse 24, right in the same chapter, right in the same obituary line, we see life. Somebody say life. Amen. Praise God. Verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was for what? God took him. I like doing this. Just like that. Amen. Just like that. Enoch was known in the Word of God and remembered for two different things. Amen. First of all, Enoch was a great prophet of God, insomuch that we find that Jude, that little book in the almost at the end of the Bible, amen, he quoted Enoch, amen, as he prophesied, not only did God show Enoch the destruction of the world by water and all the wickedness there, but he walked so close to God. You need to keep this in mind. He walked so close to God that God showed him way over there where it says, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. And God showed him the very things that are going to take place at the end of our age, if you please. And the second thing is, he had a walk of integrity. He had a walk of integrity. I want to take a little side street here for just one second, amen. There are two men in the Old Testament that specifically the Bible placed them in history because of their impeccable character and because they walked with God. One was Enoch, amen, and the other was Joseph, amen. Men that walked without any reproach in their lives, amen. We see that one was taken by God representing the raptured saints, praise God, and we see Joseph, amen, that lived out a long life, and he blessed his children and his children's children, and he gave commandment to the children of Israel, when you leave Egypt, amen, you pick up my bones, amen, out of this wicked place, out of this place, this is not my home, amen, and you take my bones back to the homeland with you. How can I tell you that one day when the rapture takes place, amen, we're going to be like Enoch, those that are here and live and remain, but praise God, those that have had to go by the grave, God's going to take those bones wherever they're at on this earth, amen. Amen. Praise God. Those ashes, if they've been cremated, and he's going to gather them together. Amen. And we're going to be caught up in the air, and so shall we forever be with the Lord. I'm not looking for the hole in the ground. I'm looking for the hole in the sky, but it doesn't make any difference either way. I'm going to be caught up one day, and I'm going to be in the presence of God for all eternity. Somebody praise God if you're looking for that day. Amen. The Holy Ghost in the house this morning. Praise the Lord. Just a little side street. Now let me get back on the straight and narrow road here a little bit. Amen. You see, we must serve God one step at a time. Amen. This walk with God is not just on Sunday morning. Amen. It's a daily thing. It's an hourly thing. It's a minute thing. Praise the name of the Lord. See, there are three things that I want us to see about Enoch's walk with God this morning. If you'll just bear with me and walk with me through this. Amen. We're going to talk about the commencement of his walk, how he began to walk with God. And then the second thing we want to talk about is the characteristics of his walk. The characteristics of his walk. And then the third thing, and the most importantly thing, is the continuation of his walk. Can I tell you that Enoch is still walking with God today? Oh, praise the Lord. Once you start walking with God on this journey of life, amen, it doesn't stop anywhere, because we walk right here, and if we go on to be with the Lord, we're going to walk right on into heaven. Amen. And we're going to walk with God throughout all eternity. Amen. Aren't you glad for the day that you started walking with him? Amen. Do you remember that day when you started walking with him? I remember the day when the Lord saved me. Amen. Oh, somebody praise him in the house with this old fella. Praise God. The commencement of his walk. Praise the Lord. Let's look at it just a minute. Praise the Lord. You know, there are some definite reasons why Enoch began to walk with God. I think one of them was because of his family. Because of his family. Look at verse 21 and 22 with me. And Enoch lived 65 years, and he begot a son. Amen. And there's something important about that. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years, and he begot sons and daughters. I believe that Enoch may have remembered, amen. Adam was about probably between 650 and 700 years old, Keith, when Enoch was born, amen. So no doubt, amen, Enoch grew up probably on the lap of his great, 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 seven times, grandfather, amen. Praise God. Where's my boys at in here? Come here, offering takers, amen. I want y'all to come in and help me out this morning. Bring your buddy there with you, Tyler, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Is there any more in here, young people, amen, want to come join them? Come, y'all going to have to come up here to me. Come here. Come up here to me. Praise God. I want you to picture in your mind something. Now, you guys are going to have to help me back up, probably. Praise God. You might come here and sit on my knee. You're going to come over here and stand by me. Praise the Lord. That's a husky fella right there. God, praise God. But can you picture, hold my microphone for me, man. Do something. Praise God. Can you picture Enoch and maybe some of his brothers and sisters, amen, and old man Adam with his long beard, old white beard, and he's sitting around, you know, and all of a sudden he began to tell these boys, amen. He began to look at Enoch, amen, and began to tell him, and tell the rest of the grandchildren, oh, I remember the day when the Lord created me. He formed me out of dirt in the earth, and the next thing I knew, I opened my eyes, and I seen the glory of an almighty God. He placed me in a garden of beauty. Amen. Everything was beautiful. There was all kind of hanging fruits and everything in that garden, and I was lonesome. And all of a sudden, the Lord took a rib from my side, and he created your great 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 grandmama Eve. Amen. I looked at her, and she was so beautiful, like that redheaded girl I'm looking at back there right now. Amen. Praise God. And oh, we walked in the garden, and guess what? God came down in the cool of the day in the garden. And you know what we did? We walked with God. Oh, it was such a glorious and marvelous thing for us to walk with God. Children, if whatever you do in life, whatever you do in life, if you want to accomplish anything, please walk with God. Boys, walk with God. You hear this old preacher? Walk with God. Whatever choices you make, you choose him above all of your choices. Amen. And you walk with God every day of your life. Amen. But he was telling these children, and Enoch was there. He was soaking it up. He was pouring him. How do you know the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. And he was instilling within them young grandchildren. Amen. And Enoch never, thank you, boys. Thank you so very much. Y'all did a, let's give him a hand. Amen. Y'all did a good, oh, look at here. Come on. Y'all help this old man. Look at that. Oh, man. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. Praise the Lord. But Enoch, because of his family, amen, and especially when he had that first son, but God began to deal with Enoch, and God began to talk to Enoch, and God began to tell Enoch, amen, praise God, I have a special name for your son. I want you to name your son Methuselah. I imagine that Enoch didn't question God because he walked so close to him. He could see what was happening around him. He could see the wickedness that was taking a place around him. Does it sound like today, church? Come on. Amen. And he began to see that God was not going to tolerate that kind of wickedness in this world the way it was at that particular time. He said, son, I want you to name your son Methuselah. Methuselah. And the word Methuselah means when he dies, it shall be sent. And another root of that word is a javelin, or the son of death, or the man of death, if you please. All of Methuselah's life. Tyler, how would you like to be named Methuselah? Amen. And every time the teacher would call on you, she would say, when you die, it shall be sent. That wouldn't be very good. But can I tell you, Methuselah was the oldest man that ever lived. Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you this morning, amen, God knew that he was going to destroy this earth by water, if you please. It was because of his fear, not only his faith, but his fear, that he named his son Methuselah. Amen. God revealed the destruction of the flood to Enoch, and that is why he called on him to name his son Methuselah. Amen. You see, the flood did not come until Methuselah died. Not till he died. Let's look a little bit. That's why Peter said this in 1 Peter 3:20. He said, the long suffering of God while the ark was being prepared. Have you know that only mercy and grace is the only thing that's holding back the rapture right now? Come on. Have you believed that? Praise God. I want you to look at verse 25 with me of Genesis 5. This is what it says. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. 187. Somebody keep that number in your mind. 187. Who was Lamech? Anybody know who Lamech was? Lamech was the son of Noah. He was a son. He was the father of Noah, I should say. Praise God. All right, I want you to look with me now to verse 28. Sister, you're doing a good job trying to keep up with this old man this morning. Praise the Lord. Lamech lived 182 years, and he had a son. All right. Somebody real quickly add up 187 and 182. How much is that? 369. So Methuselah was 369 years old when Noah was born. Okay? All right. I want us to, can we go quickly to Genesis 7:11? Can we do that real quick? Is that messing you up? Thank you, sister. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, on that day all the fountains of the great deep were broken up. And the windows of heaven were open. What happened, church? The flood took place. All right. 369 and 600 is how much? 969. Look back with me again to Genesis 5:27. I want you to see it in the Word. Y'all read it with me. So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Brother Randy, you know what I believe? I believe that Noah and his family, when Methuselah died, that he had his funeral, that he buried him, and God then spoke to Noah and says, go get in the ark. I could picture in my mind them building the ark, Marion. I can picture them building the ark. And that old man maybe walking around. If, you know, I'm 70, almost 73 years, 2 years old. So be 73, walking around with a stick. I can see that old 969-year-old man walking around that ark. Maybe he was critiquing, amen. Maybe he was telling Noah, advising him, oh, you need to put another nail in that board. You need to do this. You need to do that. And I can imagine the scoffers and the mockers, amen, as Noah was building that great big old boat, amen. Look at that old man. They say, when he dies, it shall come. But he ain't going to never die. There's a lot of people today that thinks that Jesus is not coming. Come on. There's a lot of people think they can live like the devil and live like they want to live. Come on now. And that Jesus is going to never come. But can I tell you, the rapture is fixing to take place, folks. Come on. Let me tell you something. I went to all the trouble in my sermon to show this to you in God's Word. If God was so meticulous, if God was so accurate, and God was so careful to show you in the Word of God this about Methuselah, amen. This story about Methuselah is not just another story that we sing about or talk about, but in precise, prediction that said that when this man dies, God was going to destroy the world. If God was that meticulous then, God, look at the world around you today. Look at the Word of God and see that we are closer than ever, ever before, amen, to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Church, it's time to get ready. It's time to rise up. If you're going to have a revival, you need to have it now. If you're going to have a restoration in your family, in your home, you need to have it now. My God, if you ever walk with God, you need to do it now. Somebody praise God with us, old preacher. Woo! Because of his family, because of his fear, because of his faith. Hebrews 11 and 5 said this: by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Can I tell you, do we have that testimony today that we're walking so close to God that God is pleased with our every step? Oh, somebody say, Lord, let it be me. Oh, my God. Children, if you ever walk with God, you need to start doing it now. Oh, my Lord. It's not play time, church. It's not a time to get riches. It's not a time to get other things. Those things are all right, but don't ever put them before the God that you serve. Don't ever put them before your relationship with God. Amen. The commencement of his walk. I'm about through with that one. The continuation of his walk. Oh, hallelujah. Is that clock right? Praise the Lord. The continuation of his walk. Enoch walked with God for 300 years. Let me go back here and just talk about the characteristics of his walk just a minute. Psalms 37, 23 and 24, I believe, describes his walk. And it ought to describe our walk. Amen. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighteth in his way. Do you want that testimony today? That you're a good man or you're a good woman? And that your steps have been ordered by the Lord? Sometimes it's contrary to the way we want to walk. But if we listen to God, we'll always choose the right way. And he'll always take us to where he wants us to be when we walk with him. Not ahead of him, not behind him, but walk with him. Amen? For the Lord, listen to this. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Verse 25. I have been young. Come on, somebody say that with me. I've been young. Come on now, this is confession time. And now I'm old. Yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken. Testimony. Nor a seed begging bread. Oh, hallelujah. Can I tell you that Enoch had a pure walk? The Bible says a good man. When God calls something good, it's pure, right? Amen. If God names it pure, good, it's pure. Amen. He had a pure walk. Can I tell you, he had a planned walk. The Bible said his steps were ordered by the Lord. Amen. Any good man, the steps are ordered by the Lord. Amen. He not only had a pure walk and a planned walk, can I tell you, he had a protected walk. Verse 24, I like this. Amen. I resemble this one. Though he fall, anybody ever fail? You know, toddlers fall and sometimes us old folks fall. Come on, shame the devil and tell the truth. Senior adults, have you fallen lately? Come on. Come on. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Listen. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. That's why you hear this old preacher say, I'm not down. I'm either up or getting up. Either up or getting up. You know why? It's because I'm walking with God. Amen. And God's not going to let you stay down. Amen. If you trust Him, His hand will pick you up over and over and over again. Whether you face death, whether you face sickness, whether you face afflictions, whatever you face in your life, the hand of God. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. His hand can reach lower than you can fall. Amen. Praise God. If you're here and you're lost this morning, amen, God wants to scoop His hand underneath you and lift you up and bring you to Calvary, amen, where the blood of Jesus can cover your sins. The Bible said if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And today, in this service, you can begin that glorious walk with God. Amen. You can walk out a different man. You can walk out a different woman. You can walk out a different boy. You can walk out a different girl. Amen. Because the hand of the Lord will reach down and lift you up. Oh, somebody say praise the Lord. How many times in your life has the Lord done that for you? Oh, somebody praise God. The characteristics of His walk. He had a Psalms 37 walk. Do you have a Psalms 37 walk this morning? Can you lift your hand and say, yes, Pastor, I'm walking with God today in my life. But oh, listen to this. This is the good part. The continuation of His walk. The continuation of His walk. Enoch walked through some of the most difficult times. Praise God. Ungodly times. Can I tell you that they're here again? Can I tell you that they're here again? When a presidential candidate, somebody says, Jesus is Lord from the congregation. And that candidate looks at them and says, you are in the wrong camp. Oh, my Lord, thank God. I feel like God is doing something in these last days. I believe this is the opportunity for the church. Listen to me. This is the opportunity for the church to rise up and be the church of the living God. Amen. And the work that God has called us to do. If you're a singer, you need to sing under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. If you're a teacher, you need to seek God to teach under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. A fresh anointing. Somebody say, a fresh anointing. If you're a musician, oh God, let me play my instrument with a fresh anointing upon my life, my Lord. We've got a window of opportunity for the coming of the Lord to do the work of church. Amen. To go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come to the house of the living God. Amen. We need to win souls for the Lord. We need to be personal soul winners. Amen. Not wait for them to come to an altar in the church, but you have an opportunity every day for God to give you a divine moment with people that you come in contact with in these last days. We must preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must be as Jesus did when He walked into the temple. He picked up the scroll and He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and the recovering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty that were bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This old man is standing in this pulpit trying to preach to you the acceptable year of the Lord. It's now, church. Oh, somebody praise God in agreement with me. Hallelujah. The continuation of the walk. He walked for 10,905 days, 2 million hours through sexual lust and violence. And then one day, as God was showing him all the things that He was showing him about the destruction of the earth by water, the wickedness of man, show him way over yonder, amen, to where we're at today, about the coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord, amen. God showed him all those things. And all of a sudden, I believe it, old Enoch walked up and he said, Lord, can I go home with you today? You've come down and walked with me all these years. 365 years. But God, can I go home and be with you today? And can I tell you that day? That day. Praise God. Somebody say this day. Amen. All of a sudden, Enoch quit walking on this earth, but he was walking in heaven with the Lord. I can look across this congregation. I see young, I see middle-aged, and I see mature adults just like me. This could be the day that any of us could quit walking here. Dennis, I want to stroll over heaven with you, brother. John, I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want us to stroll along with God right now. But Keith, I want to stroll over heaven with you, brother. When all our troubles and sorrows have vanished. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. You see, God showed Enoch and Jude. He quoted him in Jude 14. Can you put that up? Verse 14 and 15 of Jude, sister. Praise God. Jude had a lot to say in his little book. His little book had one chapter in it. Praise God. But he quoted Enoch in that book. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about all these men also, saying, behold, thousands of his saints. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this now. Listen to this. To execute judgment on all. To convict all who are ungodly among them of all their, somebody say, ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way. Somebody say, now. It's happening now. And of all the harsh things, oh Lord, which ungodly sinners have spoken. God's going to bring judgment against him. Against him. Against him. God's looking at everything that's happening in Israel right now. Those are God's people over there. We adopted into the family of God. Amen. But all of the harsh and horrible things that they're doing. Our college students are in the streets by the hundreds condemning Israel to death. God said, I'll bless them that bless them. And I will curse them that curse them. Can I tell you, this ungodliness is going on right now in our country and around the world is not going to go unjudged. It's not going to go unjudged. I don't want to face the harsh judgment of God, but I want to walk with him until the Lord takes me. In 50 years of ministry, as our musicians would come, in our 50 years of ministry, I've stood or sat by the bedside of a many of saints that were going on to be with the Lord. Some of you in this room, pretty homegoing celebration for your loved one. Henry, I've seen the peace of God that would come over the countenance of that person that travailed in pain when the Lord just took him. He took him. Are you ready this morning? How about your walk with God? How close are you walking to Jesus? Do you have him by the hand this morning? You see, so many times we put our circumstances between us and God. You're walking with God. You're walking with Jesus. You're putting him ahead of your circumstances. And you know that if you stumble along the way, that his hand, just like he lifted up Peter out of the raging storm of that. If you're here this morning and you're in a struggle and somehow you feel like you're sinking, can I tell you that the Lord right now in this service, if you will surrender to him and give it all to him, he'll lift you up. Well, you don't understand what I'm going through, Pastor. You don't understand the difficulty that surrounding me right now. Is it bigger than him? Is it greater than him? And my God shall supply all of your needs. How, church? According to his glory. Through who? Christ Jesus. Would you stand with me? Do you want to walk with God? Can you get somebody by the hand right now? Can you just lean over there and gently whisper in their ear, I want to walk with you. I want to spend eternity with you. Now, would you simply lean over and invite them? The Bible says to pray one for another. I feel the Holy Ghost has just been hovering over this service. Would you just get somebody by the hand right now and say, will you come go and pray with me? Come on. Let's have a family altar this morning. Amen. These front pews are a beautiful place for seniors to come and sit if you have to. Would you get somebody by the hand right now? Meet me in this altar this morning. I want to pray for some folks. Would you get somebody by the hand right now and come right now? Come on from all over the church. From all over the church, will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Yes. Will you come? Will you come? Brother Ard, I want you to come help me pray. You're the father of this great work that God's doing here. Would you come and begin to help me pray for these that are in the altar? I need others to come. There's many more that need to come this morning. There's crisis is going on in people's life. There's crisis is going on. There's struggles going on in people's lives. Oh, Rabashanda, no, 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 no.